blessed the family. So I'm just going to brief Chazara of the yesterday's main point, which was Nesina Kinyan. According to the Ksalf and Abdin Malum, it's only in the Sina, there's nothing to talk about. There's original Sina. We mentioned the riot. But according to many others, the Pashtus is the Sina and Kenyan. And the relationship between the two of them is what we have to talk about. So we mentioned Rav Chaim, and I showed the summary this morning. It's printed in the Kedusha Grach al Hashas. It starts in the Rambam, who says, Rambam. All right, we'll try about that. You have a Rambam in the room? On the back. Okay. We'll manage for the moment. So, the Rambam says, quoted the Shulchan Aruch as well, that if a person, if a man gave the get to an Eved, and the other was anal kapus, was moving around, but that's no good. Kosa mahalechet, lo kana. And subsequently, the woman took the get. So in one case, I was to the Migureshet. The Rashi says, what do you mean Migureshet? The get to the Megabe Karaka, there's no Nesina. So Chaim explains the machlokus between the Rambam and the Rashi as follows. They're arguing, what's the child of Kosa mahalechet? If Kosa mahalechet, lo kana means that it is considered to be the Yad, just that. It's not kona. The same as the chassid, as we have a rule, which is a kind of phrase that there. Even the yad itself, her actual hand, her physical hand, is not always kona. She's a shena. I don't know if she's married for some other reason. But get a kona. You can't say it's not a yad. The terrorist is, even if it's a yad, it's not always kona. That's one way to learn about it. Or we can say, no, the chassid of malechas is not considered to be a yad at all. This is my focus, Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi says it's Ana Mishamlish, which means it is a Yad. And Tosafot is not going to follow just to say, Ana Zumi the Yoda, not considered to be a Yad whatsoever. And Rav Chaim, the Machlokas Rambam and the Rashi, according to Rambam, it is a Yad. And therefore the Nesina took place at the beginning, and the Kinyan at the end. And Kliyah gets to Magabe Kaka, only given in the Nesina. And the Nesina is already satisfied, perfectly valid Nesina at the very beginning. So no problem. You need a Kinyan too. For the Kinyan too, it happens later on. No problem, you can... Well, the word bifurcate. We can divide things into pieces, and we can have the Sina first and have the Kinyan later on. That's what the Rambam says. The Rashba in principle would agree, but the Rashba holds that, no, there was no Sina originally. Because why? You know, the Chatzim HaLechet is not considered to be in the status of a Yad whatsoever. This is what the Chaim says. That's printed in the Chedusha Grach Al Hashah. Oh. We added a number of points. We're going very quickly because we chased this just yesterday. But the Imre Moshe, the Britzki Rosh Yeshiva, said that he has a vehicle notion of Rambam. The Rambam said this in the case of Abdo, which was his evidence, the stuff is going to be given by him to her. But he did not say it by Abdo, her evidence. What's the difference between Abdo and Abdo? Says the Imre Moshe as follows. By Abdo, when he gave the Eved over to her, that at that point in time, the husband no longer eats payrit because he gave her a matana, the Sina fulfilled perfectly. But Abdo, then, at that point in time, she was in fact still, he was in fact still eating payrit. And then, it was not considered to be a good Sina. That's why the Rambam says it. I don't know if the Rambam is telling you, but I have to shove it off. It's in a Kuflam test in consecutive Sifim. In Yud Zayin, no. In Tez Zayin and Yitzchet, the Zayin doesn't be at Abda. He says, Eino Kofa, Eino Get, period. And later on in Yitzchet, Abda, he says, Eino Get, Ache, Yeh, 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 that's what the same emotions be. Okay? That's his interpretation. That's what he said. Fine. Now, this being the case, there's a chesaron in the Nesina, in the situation in which the Baal didn't say it. We understand that the Gemara of the Kasha, Mashakoti Shekana Baila, that's such a very powerful Kasha that can't even be a valid Nesina. Right? That's not Kiddush of the Yemei Moshe. The Avnei Malulim said that's the only shot. He said that there is only a Nesina. And it can only be a Nesina. And the whole Gemara Seret, Gita Vechaseret, Bo Ankecha, makes sense only in the context of Nesina, not in the context of Kenya. So that part of it, the Yemei Moshe subscribes. Fine. Atkan, part one. Then we spoke about a different case. The case of someone who put it in her chaser, but she's not standing there. Here, the Gemara, the Machlokas, and the Fayan Dynamite Days, we passed in the end of the direction. What happens if, subsequently, she moves over to stand next to the chaser? So, as we said yesterday, what should it be according to the emotion? Should be, the Torah, no good, according to the emotion. But the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Aleph Beis is Eina Mugareshes Ad Shetamo Tetzad Chatera. And the simple sound of the Ad is a chronological Ad. And therefore they would slug up the whole Eina Mugareshes Ad. Unless you say a Doka Teres, that Ad is a situation Ad. Until it's a case of Tamo Tetzad Chatera, the moment is in the Tina. Not the simple shot. Huh? The quantum emotion, the man put the get in the chaser of his wife, right? He's eating payrus. At that moment in time was no good, because she's about eating payrus, not about the tina. Then how can it be good later on when she walks over to the chaser and stands there? So now it's considered a valid a situation where the get should be solid at that point in time. How can it possibly work? It doesn't work, because that's the only way Russian work. It doesn't work in that kind of a case. Only works in a case where there was a special situation, beyond our dough, and then he transferred the evidence to her, so there's no payment. So here, there was no, that's not the case over here. This is the regular payment of the Chatzah Shalom. So therefore, we suggested that perhaps Aaron Moshe is incorrect. Maybe he's wrong. Although the vehicle seems to be a good one, the Eno get in the first halacha, and then it says, Eno get after the other in the second halacha. Maybe the second halacha is encompassing. He just doesn't get around to saying until the second case, but it includes the first case as well. We spoke about it at the beginning of this year, yesterday. Okay, you both say with me? Just get a chasing over the chazar, it's good. No matter how it comes to chazar, it's always good. It's always good. Now, the Rashba says, I spoke about Iran, you can open up to if you wish, that if he gave it, put it into a chaser when she wasn't there, and then she said, Tizkili chaseri, the Rashba said it's good, and the Rashba said it's tigitra megabekash. Once again, it's a few. What are they fighting about? We suggest that they make fun of Chaim. They're fighting about the following question. Is a chaser she'eino omet smuchal, when she's not near the chaser, what pshat? Is the pshat that is not considered a yad at all? In which case, the Rashba is right, tigitra megabekash, right? Or the pshat, no, a yad it is, just that it's not kona. It's not kona. Huh? The first option was that if a woman chutz, but she's not standing next to it, so the Gemara says over here, Mepherish, and I ain't buying the baby, it's not like Ula. Eina Megureshes, why? Because it's not Dumi the other, to whatever extent. What it means, it's like Eina Mishtama, that's the Gemara's comparison. Eina Mishtama Rav Chaim already demonstrated, it's considered a yad. It's not koneh. Even her own physical hand is not koneh. It was Eina Mishtama. So too, we can suggest that if she's not near the chaser, it's the same idea. It is a yad, but it's not koneh. If it is a yad, but not koneh, so there's a vowel in the scene at that moment in time, because she's not koneh. Later on, when she says, Tiskali chaser, she's koneh, she's Megureshet. But the Ran might hold no, that a chaser which is not standing next to, even though with respect to, for example, Messiah, as it points out, chaser works, and works means, even though chaser means shlichus, that's the Russian of the Gemara, chaser means shlichus, it's from shlichus, but still, even a shlich has to have a method of kenyan, that method of kenyan presumably is the yad, as he pointed out, I want to point out, but by the time to Messiah, the chaser, which is Amos Mucha, is in fact considered to be in the category of a yad of hers. But with I get with Chobula, arguable, when it comes together, Chobula, it's not considered to be a yad at all. That's a very strong possibility. That's what these are not close between the Rashba and the Ran, as we understood it. Fine. So far, so good. This is all developed. Any questions so far? Then we turn to the lyrics. Yes. The Ran presumably holds that while with respect to a Messiah, who stays, that Eino Hizatan Chaseira is considered to be in the category of her Yad, right? Because she's Kona B'Shlichus, even if she's far away, but a Shlich also has to have a method of Kenya, presumably it's Yad. When it comes to a Get, which is Kobola, and she's not staying in the Chotzer, it's not Yad at all. But Kligitek, same as the Rishon himself said when it comes to Chotzer and Alechet, which she considers not to be Yad at all, and Iran quoted him there. So when it comes to any element of the Chaseira, the Raja changes sides. Here it says it is considered to be a Yad, and the Raja remains on the other side. It's not considered to be a Yad, that's a portion of Shah. Then we talk about the Rama. And here it is, I got some people confused. But we'll start again. The Rama says that Eina Smucha the Chaseira, the Rama, it's two things. One, he says that she comes later on to stand next to the field. Eina Mugureshi. No good. And two, he says, if she picks up the get, it is good. But the priest answers, it doesn't make any sense. But the original issue is whether there is an Athena originally or not, the Lamarisha. If the original Athena was a good Athena, it should be good, irrespective of whether she comes to the Chasa to be gone or picks it up to be gone. The original Athena was no good, it should be no good in both cases. That's the Ram, that's the priest's class against the Rama. Okay? So the problem yesterday when I went into a whole lengthy discussion about so I got back to the Rama. So this time I'm going to try to avoid the whole discussion and just go right to the main point, which is as follows. The Rama holds a Nesina Arichta. Nesina Arichta means it's a long continuum, not like a Chaim that bifurcates, two separate phases, separate from each other completely, and Nesina Kenyan. The Rama says in two places, Nesina Arichta. It's one long continuum. The one long continuum, the Rama says, is as follows. That if the man starts the action, and the woman completes it merely by accepting the get, now he's saying, it's all attributed to the man, considered to be a venus and the other, even though at the very end, she simply picks up the get. Right? She picks it up, it would still be considered to be her picking it up as a continuation of his primary action of giving it to her. That's the Sina Arista, which goes to the Sina with the king of the whole story. But if she does something more than just picking up the gas, she does something which is more active. She stands near the chaser, moves and to stand near the chaser to create the, make the chaser into a yad, which wasn't before. So then we say, or to make the corner which she wasn't before, then we say that's not considered to be as valid as Sina Rishta, because she's too active at the end of the day. Her activity should be only just picking up the guests, that's considered a continuation of what came before. That is shot in the Rama. That's what we said. Now that we said it, we already got to the main parrot, go a little bit of background. He says the Rama seems to hold it, so he said that Rashi is an ally of the Rama. Because the Rama uses the word agave, which sounds like it's a Kenyan agave, and Rashi uses the Russian of agave. What's Shataka and Rashi? Why do you use the word agave? Back in the Kabbalah, he uses the same thing as Chosir. So we explain that Rashi learned that if Kenyan Chazok is a Kenyan which she is doing, and I am dying on the base, because of Shimra, and even despite that fact is good, Rashi is perplexed. How can it be good? If after all, she is doing the Kenyan. So Rashi answered, yes, she is doing the Kenyan on the Sada, on the Chotzer. But we have to re-rig the case so that he is considered doing the Kenyan with respect to the guest proper. But he's not doing anything. He's sleeping. He's passive. The answer is, he says the magic words, Lechazek is Kenyan on the Kenyan Chazaka. That works as far as the Kenyan is concerned. But that wouldn't work as far as the guest, because she's the primary active party. The Rashi says, Agav Kni, two magic words, Agav Kni, and Agav, the Sada, he should be calling it again. Since we said yesterday, Agav has no vice occasion, so the only person who could be described as the prime mover behind this, the Agav, is the person who says the magic words, Agav Kni, which is the man, not the woman. By putting in Agav, we're saying that it's a kind of an opinion which the man is the primary mover behind it, and therefore it's considered to be a valid get. And the Ramah can say exactly the same thing. The Taik, though, a very important point, that according to Rashi and the Ramah, it's critical, this one thing to see in Arista, that the man, the husband, has put the get in that spot originally. Ramah says so, Mefarish, and Rashi, he says, Mefarish, Rashi, the word Mokit, Rashi says, he put the get there originally. It's one big hemshich. He put the get there originally. And at the end of the day, there's what's called a Nesina Harichta. What Nesina Harichta to the Kinyan Chazaka, which she does, followed by the statement of Agav, which he makes, is considered to be a Nesina Harichta, which is valid. That's what we understood. Parenthetically, we mentioned that even if the Ramah doesn't really hold like Rashi, Agave is Lav Davka, it really means Kinyan Chazaka, Kinyan Chazaka actually, and presumably because the Pashtun, the Ramah is of the opinion that when it comes to Chazaka, we view him as an active party. Why? Because although she's doing the physical action, he's saying the magic word, Leit Chazei Ukni. That's enough to make it what we call in the Sina Rishon. That's what we have shot in the Ramah. And then we can't still with the Beis Yosef points out that the Rajab and the Rana argue on their own. You read the Rana Shia yesterday? The Rajab is extrapolated from the fact that he says physically Chaseri is no good. Is no good. Excuse me. Scratch that. The Rajab physically Chaseri is good. Again, the Beis Yosef makes an equation. In the case of two cases of Ein Amar B'Tzav Chaseri, what happened afterwards? So the Ramah says if you walked over afterwards, she walked over afterwards and said she is Ein Amar Gereshes, but the Rashi says she is Amar Gereshes. So the Rashi is in a somewhat different case of physically Chaseri, that it is considered to be Amar Gereshes. How do we explain until now the Rashi and the Ran? We explain that the Rashi says that if he goes over later, she walks over later on, it's considered to be a valid gerish in house. Amos Chazer again, he said that the Chazer Shemus Mukhal is considered to be her yad, a perfectly valid Asina at the time, and later on, as a kinyan, nothing wrong. Right? The same as Reb Chaim's case of Enoch Kofos, later on that she took the get, instead of the Asina first, and the kinyan later on. Which is the Raja Segurina that supports the Segisa. Why? Because he considered that she's not the Tzad Chaserah, is not considered to be a yad whatsoever. So we explained earlier. Is the woman back? Again, so in the Beis Yosef quotes that the Ran argues with the Rashba. That's true. The Ran does argue, but with the Ramah, he does argue, the Farish. But the Rashba didn't argue in that case. The answer is, it's an equation according to the Beis Yosef. If she does something above and beyond simply picking up the get, does that kill the whole story? The Ramah says yes, because the Ramah is a Sinai Richta, and there cannot be a Sinai Richta in this kind of a case. And the Rashba says no. Presumably he denies all the Sinai Richta from the beginning. He holds it all from the whole story of the Sinai Richta. Rather, all the two separate and distinct stages. The Sinai happens first, the Sinai happens later on, and never the twain shall meet. That's how we explain it until now. Good. So far, it's perfect. It only gets problematic when you turn to the Beis Shmuel. He says, put everything on his head. Because the Beis Shmuel, given Kuflan the 10th, at the very end, the Kuflan the 10th, says, start talking about what would it then be in certain cases according to certain poskim, and that's where it gets complicated. Let me discuss this a little bit. The Beis Shmuel says as follows. This is in Kuflan the 10th, the Kuflan the 10th. Here the Mechana calls it in, and it comes to Kuflan, it wasn't Kuflan, an Emesh Eno Kuflan, Eno Mugaresh Tashi Yagia Liyoda. Okay? That's enough. Avala Rajvila Rana Stapku Bazeh. They said, maybe no. No good, because Tligi is coming out in Karka. Frek the Hele de Beis Shmuel. But earlier at the beginning of the Sim, we said, he put it into a Chaser, and she's not standing in the Chaser. It works. No need to take the get back and put it, give it back again. So how do you reconcile this? That's the Beis Shmuel, the following words. Shemesham ha'ita nesina kamaita kilonasa liyada. Ba'af shavi bo l'sham migureshet. Avokan adayin or eved eino kofut. The Beis Shmuel said, here, the eved is still not kofut. There, it was considered a good nesina liyada, as if he gave it to her hand, And now she walked over, so it's Migureshet. This is the case again where the woman was not near the chater, the father the get was given, and she walked over later on. That's valid according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's valid. Whereas over here, when it comes to the Eved still not covered. Nishram is there, says the Beis Shmuel. If my Eved Achakach will cover, the Omedes at slow, the Geradayah the other Eved, the Gureshet. Ula Rama, Achille Bechagav, Nishram at Lo Mahan. This is what we read yesterday from the Beis Shmuel. This seems to turn things a little bit differently. Let me explain why. Because the Beis Shmuel is saying over here, Achidish, and according to the Meister, see about the Ramah. The Ramah was according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch was calling the Rashba earlier, who says that if she walked over to the, she walked over later on to be near the Chater, read it again. In thus in the Chater, the Lord says, Shem, Mahanik Sha'om Achakak, Hey Gipeh, they insert, we call, I guess, we call the other. Okay, and now she comes later on after the Gureshes, that's good. But here, Adayin or Evan or couples. Because you see from here that later on becomes tied up, it's good enough. What's the problem? According to our understanding of the Rashba, remember, the Rashba said of the Evan, if the Evan is not tied up. We said the Father God is not considered to be a yad at all. That's all premise. Not considered to be a yad whatsoever. That's how we got started. It's the first reception here today. Shabbat Miraj Omer Saramba. Of time shot. A Chosim Alech is not considered to be a yad whatsoever. Right? If that's the child we understood, that's Shabbat Miraj Omer, then how can the Beis Shmuel say if later on she ties up the, presumably she's tying up the Evan. Let's say we tied it up. Let's say she tied up the Evan. This is a simple shot and he seems to be talking about her Evan, we'll see soon. Then how can it be good? But with no, if you go to our bifurcation theory, the Kotel Rashi is two separate things. You need an original Lucina of the Yad followed by a Kenyan. So we understand very well if she's not standing in a Chotzer, that was considered to be a Yad, was this missing a Kenyan, the Kenyan can come later on. Fine, good, dandy. But if you say that we're talking about a case of a Chotzer Alech, which is not considered to be a Yad, and that's why it's not valid, then how can it become valid later on if she ties up the other feet and she can't move anywhere? But where's the Nesina? There was no Nesina earlier, and there's nothing later on either. That's the kasha. What's the basis for this bit? What's the basis for this Beis Shmuel? Very difficult. Very difficult. But the Torah gives me the kasha. Should we begin to make a cock? He doesn't understand what the Beis Shmuel is talking about. Tremendous kasha. So, in order to understand this, if we assume the Beis Shmuel is correct, if the Beis Shmuel has to make a number of assumptions. One, the Torah Gittin is assuming that the Beis Shmuel referred to a case, listen carefully, where the Eved was her Eved. Abdo, not Abdo. Although she's going on Sifri's Chet, which is talking about Abdo, this is talking about Abdo, her Eved. Why? Because Torah Gittin says, and now the answer to the question, when Eved is a problem, there's a solution. The problem is Ligitha Megabekaka, the solution is Gita Vachaser Bonkia. So that's the Torah's Gita, not the rule is even stronger with it. Somehow this principle of Gita Vachaser Bonkia overcomes the problem of Ligitha. That's the sorcerer in Tarsman Diamondbay. But Tarsman Sakasha, in the case where the woman is caught up in Chazaka, so how is it possible with Ligitha, even the way she's doing the Maestro but didn't answer, we answered. The Lech HaTek of Kniyat is action. No. But it says, earth movers. But earth movers are considered as a move. Earth moved from his being his to being hers. Either it means that he's the Lech HaTek of Kniyat, which means it's his considered to be his action, or it means something different, which is the way the Torah gives them out of the law and understand. No, they say. By the Chotcher transferring possession from being his to being hers, this is so significant, it's considered to be an effect. An antidote to the whole problem of Ligitra Megamekak. And it doesn't matter whether this change from being his to being hers, how it happens. It doesn't matter how it happens. to get the Lagabe Kaiba to the street, middle of nowhere, and to pick it up. As long as the Chatseya, which is brought law in Gita at the same moment, that itself is sufficient to overcome the problem of the Gita. I repeat one more time. They say, Tar's Gita, even more than the Maluim, as long as the karka is transferring from him to her, no matter how it transfers, presumably, and the get is in the karka, that itself takes care of the problem of Fligita, overcome the problem of Fligita. No, that's what it says. Now, this is a very big kish. This is not our pshat in the Rashi. Absolutely not. This is not at all our pshat in the Rashi. It's a totally different pshat. They could be learning that the Rashba would hold as follows. This is the comparison of the Beis Shmuel. If we're correct in our original assumption, that Chosin Aleph Kuroth of the Rashba is not considered to be her yad, that's in the Chaim, original assumption. If that's the case, the fact that the Rashba compares to Ein Smuch of the Tav Chasera means that the Rashba was like the Ran, that it's not considered to be a yad. But the Ran, therefore, says it's going to step further than Sigi from the Gabe Karka, because there's no original scene of the Tokyo, and the Rashba says no, later on, it's moving, it's transferring from being his to being hers, it overcomes the problem of the Gitech Me'agabe Karka. So therefore, it comes out something interesting. If this is the Beis Shmuel, correct, the Rashba is not like Rav Chaim, two separate things, an Athena with a Kenyan. You can separate one from the other. No, that's not going to work. Rather, the Rashba is an Athena Arichna man, but it's a paradox. Exactly the opposite of the Ramah. Let me explain one more time. The Ramah says that the Athena Arichna requires that the only thing that happens at the end is her meekly picking up the guest. Picks up the guest, so we can say at the end of an Athena Arichna. She starts doing things. She starts walking to stand aside of her chaser. She's being too active, so we say we cannot go in the Athena Arichna. Her action is too significant to be included in a long Athena Arichna. That's why it's no good. The Rashba seems to say exactly the reverse. Rashba seems to say, if she picks up the get at the end, this is the original case of Chaim was talking about, the Rashba, I want the Rambam, which is the Evan Sheeno Kofas, she picks it up. So she's picking it up, she's doing a significant action with respect to the physical get, the piece of paper. She picks it up, the canal label of the Sinai Rechta, which says, the use of Magabe Karka. But, in a case where she simply walked over to the Chosin, she's not just Omed and Sadhatera, then we can, according to the Rashba, consider it to be an end of a Nesina Arista. It's exactly the reverse of what the Ramah says. It's remarkable. Now, more than that, the Beis Shmuel, who said Shab in the Rashba, seems to be going, as the Torah's given would have it, only on Avdah. Why would Avdah be good? As the Torah's given explains, because by Avdah, we can have this piece of a chaser bon kiechos through the principle of the fact that until that moment in time, the chaser was his with respect to payrit, and now it's no longer his with respect to payrit, but it's considered enough to say piece of a chaser bon kiechos. As opposed to Avdah, which in the first stage, he gives it over to her, but then at that point he no longer reads the Paris, the Ramah says. He no longer reads the Paris, so then it would be no good according to the Torah's Gittin. Another very strange thing, another flip, that according to the Torah's Gittin, his version of the Rashba is exactly the opposite of the Imre Moshe's version of the Rambah. Our personal view is that both of these things are very questionable. We have a different Shad Rashba, which you prefer, the different Shad Rashba, which you prefer. But these two are opposites from each other. According to the Mimosh Kohen, the Rambam is only good by Avdol, and according to the Torah's Gittin, Shad and the Rashba is only good by Avdol. So again, to point out, there seems to be opposite extremes from one another. if the Rashba agreed that Enos Mukhala Chaser is no good, and still it works later on, why? Because it's fiscally chaseri, because we say Gita Lachaser Bokhi Echa, there's no chasarnas to Gita Lagabe Kach in this case. Well, the Ran do. The Ran says that we suspect the point all does not consider to be yes. But what does he do with this Gita Lachaser Bokhi Echa? After all, the source was impeccable. That's the famous Gemara, Ein Zayin and Beis. There you see Gita Lachaser Bokhi Echa overcomes Plei Gita. Well, the Ran do. Here's the answer. The Ran will say, no, you got it all wrong. In that case, he's considered to be the active party. So you say, Lecha Zeku Kni. That's like an overcome. But in the case over here, where she's the active party, she's part of the evidence, then the Ran will say that it's no good. This is a very much the Kitzur Chazara of the original end of the Kitzur of the Kenyan. If again, this is mentioned one more important Nakuda. If Rashi is right, the simple shot of Rashi, then it's Ina Richter, gonna answer the Kasha of the Ran, right? Kasha of the Rashi. It's Agav, so we need to be in the same field. We don't need Siburin to be in a different field. I mean, Luga the Terra, it's like either got bet. But then what about a third party field? You get us a better Terra. It's Ina Richter, has to be the same piece of land, the same Kasha. Atkan, the Chazara, the Chazara. But it took a long time, but I thought I wanted to get it straight. Any questions? I'll be happy to take them now. No? Let's now go on to Chazara of the main Inyana, which we started yesterday. Again, because of fine considerations and other considerations, we're going to go briefly and skip a lot of the things we spoke about, but some of the clues we have to go to talk about at some length. Okay. What's the halacha? There are a couple of cases that Gemara speaks about in Avodah. One is called Get Biyodo Meshicha. Get Biyodo Meshicha Biyodo. It means, what is happening? He's giving her a get, but he's holding onto a string, and like he's able to pull the get back with the string. As much as the fairish, it's no good. What does it talk about? Before Shi Gemara, again, Get Biyodo Meshicha Biyodo. So the Gemara is in the Furish, and that's Ayin Ches Amid Bey, the first one line, Yecholonatzel Avio Etzlo, Eina Megureshet. Why? Because Kreis is Veleka. The Gemara has a Vienna Baba Messia, normally would be considered a good Messina, but it's the lack of Kreis. Okay? I should also mention, just, I'm reminding myself, we spoke yesterday also in the Chazara about what Kinyan works for guests. You know, Khalifa doesn't work, it's Mefurish, and the Mabar Alasha, Agabi says that it's a shadow, what his role is, and Hadba, most people say it does work, and the Torah's getting proved it works, so otherwise have to fold it so small to be all in the hand. Which is inconceivable, he says. The Kivagin and Wimit, Mefurish Yerushalayim has to be cool of the other. We said our Hashulchan screams and yells when Kula was lapped up, but we thought that Kula meant that if it's kicked up, it's considered to be Kula, especially within the air rights of the hand. It's considered to be Kula, as the Ramos Kula would be satisfied in the stash. And the Yishalmi about handing over the reins as being those that it's not Kula be others, to explain, that's different. Either as the Rizvah says, if he's still holding on, looks like either Gabe, which is good for Kenyan and not for Get. We thought it's not good for Kenyan either. But still considered no good according to the Yishalim, because they're not holding on to the Get at all. The Get is on the horn of the cow, you're holding on to the reins. That's what's not good according to the Yishalim. A Kula Bakula, with the Yishalim over here, that's Ashi Zenel Yoda. So a Chotzer is a Yada, she's holding it. But in the Chotzer, here's not in, it's only holding on to the reins. That's what's no good. But if it's in her hands, even though partially, we thought the Yishalim would agree to it. To remind you, we spoke about the end yesterday's year. Now, back over here. The machlok between the back and the Rambam would appear. Rove it is in. If at the end, the Meshicha is no longer attached. Originally, Yochel and Akul Aviyah was from. That was originally. That's what happened. That was the state of affairs originally. But right now, the string snapped. Right? He's no longer able to be monotic. The get. But the Baal says it's no good. And the Rambam is mashmah that it is good. Rambam seems to say, the lesson of the Rambam, in front of me, Ein ha-megvesh asha tipotek ha-meshicha. Now that later on, it is good against the Baal. It's an important point. There's an interesting chumrah is based upon the Baal. Some say that the get that he has to be you know, it's like a drop into her hand. Shouldn't put place it to drop it. What are you afraid about? If he's holding on to the get, especially as the Nazir points out, part of the get which is not, has no writing on it. So it's considered maybe like a kind of a meshicha, not a physical part of the get. So then, it's like a get, it's like a meshicha biyada. And if even after you let go, it's no good. So in that kind of circumstance, if you put it into her hand, and then you let go, perhaps it'll be no good, combine all the chumras. And then you drop it in. That way it's just, the pashas would be not real holding the chumra because of A, the tachas shveri holds the Rambam, and B, it's folded up in such a way that you're not holding onto the yulian, that's why you fold it in and store the safe container, I guess, so that the margins are tucked in and you hold onto the part which is to get proper. That's what the Abnei Nezer suggests. And it says the mayor Einei Chachamim, safe on Seder again. This is what the Machlokas debated between the Bach and the Rambam. If he gave the phone line with a string, or the edge of the get, and let go later on, the cause of the Bach may be no good, the cause of the Rambam, it's doubtful it would be good. That's one dispute. Another similar dispute, which is the Abdul Rum makes the comparison between the two of them. The following case. You give it a Sina, you put the get into her hand, but it's not the Shem Gerishim. What's the comparison? Here also the Messina. But not the Shem Gerishim, because it's why the creature's Malekka. So too, if I give the get not with a string attached, but with a lack of a kavanah creatures, I give it the Shem Pikotin, for example. The Lord says it's what comparable. One is not creatures physically, one is not creatures based on intention. What would it be in that kind of a situation? So the Ram is the first. So later on it's good, and give it the Shem Pikotin. And later on you say, hey, you think it's good, the first Ram on the Mishnah. But the Rosh, he says, the Tzadik will say it's no good. Because the Rosh, originally, the reason it's good is because at the very beginning, it was given over the shame Gerishim. If it was not given over the shame Gerishim, it would be no good. According to the Tzadik Nemeluim, the Bach is, we call Jesus a Rosh, and the Rambam and the Ram we have on the same side. As long as the physical action on the scene originally, later on it could be picked up by either Nisuk of the Meshicha or by Sang or Eza Gita. That's what the Avnei Meluim said. It's an interesting comparison which he makes. Fine. In the Gemara, there's another case which we have to talk about for a few moments. Yeah. Good question. Why would it be good? It was an Asina first, which had some kind of technical chasaran, right? It was not some biyot that was fulfilled, and just a chasaran of creatures. Therefore, that could be taken care of later on. That's probably the truth. That was fitted very nicely. And we said before, they might never argue in principle. They might argue before because it wasn't enough to be other. He held with respect to Chassim Ha'alechim, right? When he quoted the Rajva. And he held the same thing, Bechotze She'ain Asrukhala. If it would be your actual physical hand, this is not the same creature, so that the Kenya could be later on. And the Rajva, the Rosh and the Bach say, no, it's worse, whatever, because lack of creature might be considered even inferior. We know what they put position on the previous matter. I'm not sure where they stand. Okay. The Gemara has an interesting case here, which we just talk about for a minute. The Gemara is talking on the Ayin Ches, Amen Aleph. Interesting. Gemara, the Mishnah is also the Achora. The Gemara is Orek Lacharse, Vishalfote. That he is moving his hips somewhat towards her, and then she takes the get. The question is that she takes the get, and hopefully he's in my God, what's going on over here? You have to say again, it's a kind of a Tzina Richta. That's what the Rishonim quotes. There's a big proof from here. That if you start it and she ends it, it's considered to be a Tzina Richta. And this is relevant, not only to this case, which is the Mefurish Gemara, the person that I have cast him in days, quoted as a proof for the following situation. What happened? What happened to Tosafot's case? As it says, in the case of in Tikpot Yoda Va'ota Baal Okas Varosha Get the Yoda. So the first day gave Tosafot is no good. It's like Get the Yoda. u'mishicha b'yada. And presumably they hold that even after it's already been, it's now in her hands, and she needs no longer mishicha b'yada, it's no good. Like a bach, sounds like. The person says no, and there is the kosher. The lo gora le orak lo charte v'shal poto. That we get apa gab to biyara baal ahadik mustaf shlo tito. He can at any moment tighten his play with his hips somehow or other, and she will not be able to take it. Still, once she took it, it's considered to be good. Why? The zoom is considered to be one long hemshech, and it's good. That's what the Tosfos proves. Again, from Arach Lecharte, the kaf to yada is good. It proves from one case to the other. From Arach Lecharte, it proves the kaf to yada, if she closed her hand, it would be, in fact, valid. The problem becomes, those who say by kaf to yada it's no good, what do you do with the raya of Arach Lecharte? So the Torah gives an answer, Kasha. He says as follows. In one case, the husband is active at the moment of the nesida. Whatever he's doing with his hips, he's moving towards her, and she takes it, he's active at that point in time. But the case of kaf to yada, husband is passive at that time. Husband is passive at that time, that's why, according to some Rishonim, it would be no good. That's what he said. Others, Avin Olum and others, have a discussion of he has to be finished. But they say that the reason why kafta might be no good is that she was premature. Nothing wrong with kafta, but it's a premature kafta. He hasn't finished with doing what he wanted to do. Give him a break. Don't be in the day. Let the man finish with doing it. And then if you do absolutely you have to do, it's okay. But if you're grabbing it for before you had to finish what he intended to do, that's worse. It all depends upon intention. The husband's finished what he intended to do, and then she takes it, that would be good. She took it before he finished what he wanted to do, which may depend upon what he did physically. It may depend upon what he said, hey, eat it or not. Now, the Mugul makes a big deal about it. Yeah, he said the word, hey, eat it. That's the magic word. Once he said the word, hey, eat it, then she can take it. Before that, she's ready to jump with the gun. This is the distinction between the case which would be a valid Messina and an invalid Messina, according to these quotes. Just to conclude our discussion of Nesinas again. Now I have to talk about a number of other topics. Okay, let's relax. We set up the discussion, there's two topics left, of course. One is Get Yashin and the whole whatever comes out of that, and one is Makam again. There's only two things left, so we'll try to do it as an expedition. Okay. The Gemara, the Mefurish Gemara about Get Yashin. That's over here on Ayin Testament Beis and Mishnah. The Shabbat has told them to get Yashin and Mishnah says, Eino. What's a get Yashin? Koshin is Yachar Imo Be'acha Shekhtovala. A yichud between the Tziva and the Nesina renders the get to be a get Yashin, which, what is the din of a get Yashin? Doesn't the Gemara, the Mishnah, they still owe to it. They after using it. Very strange Yashin. They didn't say postless. They after it. Shema Yom would give the call of Na. So what did you get? The date is this, the baby's born then, out of wedlock, But, the Gemara goes as far as to say, in this garisha tinot of the chasidah, shouldn't give the get. But once the get was given, she can even get married with the chasidah. There's no need to have a new get. You can get married with the chasidah. So we pass you the halacha. Well, how the chasidah is the chasidah? So Rashi says, well, Rashi downplays the lechatchila of this case. Only she's the husband of Medina Sayah. Perhaps he's bothered by the Russian kashin. The Russian Timon Ches quotes the Ramai, the kashin of Moyud Chesim and Aleph. It seems to indicate the pashas that the get Yashan is also the not of the lechatchila. According to Rashi, it's good. Also, you know, if the husband's in town, to learn a new get. And Muslim Lechatchila, if the husband's out of town. That's how the Rashi presumably would answer this kashin. How do I answer? It depends. Who gave her the get after the Yichud? If he gave it, then it's Tinasa Lechatchila. He gave it to her. We don't know if it was a Biyah. We don't know if it was a Yichud. Presumably, had there been a Biyah, the husband would be worried about the Pagam of his potential son. and he would run out of gas. Tanya gave it again, and the guest the trap, there was no beer. But if he gave the get over to a shliach, and there was a shliach with the woman, and then the shliach gave over the get, that's worse. Because he can't control the shliach so well, and therefore, we would say, lo tinase lechatchila. This is quoted to Yeshomim in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Ches Kuf Aleph. According to the first day, we say, tinase lechatchila in each and every case, even if Baal of a year. Who said that? The Rambam. No chokmah. He simply put in large face value. Didn't throw in the monkey wrench of Baal of the Yalav Rashi, nor the monkey wrench of the Ramah. The lechatchila is only if he gets over the other in his own hand afterwards. Although it's not so clear that Rambam doesn't say that. Notsa Nitzen, if you're calling Rambam in front of the different texts, we don't exactly show what he said, but that's what the assumption of the postgame is. Fine. Back to Shmuel and Kuf Mem Ches, a very important question. Why do you roar in every case of Bittul HaGet? Why do you roar Bittul HaGet? Rebbeinu Shalom. Why are we worried that the husband by having this yichud between the Ksiva and the Nesina was mevatel the get? We have a Shema Tiyeh, which includes Bittul HaGet. Why are we worried about it? That's the kash. Tarachin. There's no terror. Especially since Bittul HaGet could be a derisive in some cases because of the Rambam. It'll get. So the Torah is giving it, I think it's the best answer of all. He says, look, it all depends on the Rajva. The Rajva not to be the Rajva says, generally speaking, we're not going to worry about Bittul HaGet. He said, you can always laugh. In every single case, you have a guy that should be worried about Bittul HaGet. That's crazy. We have a different issue every single day of the week. Why do it? The terrorists, we're not worried about Bittul HaGet. In normal case, he gives it over to a shliach. He's not about to the shliach or the guest, he's not going to do it. We just assume that everything happens normally. The only time we're worried about this, I guess, in Shema Tiyah, the back of Dr. Ches, is in a special case, says the Rashi. What's the special case? From the very beginning, he says he doesn't want a divorce. He wants to be... of a potential kiddushin. That's not the pasha shot. The pasha of this question is get yasha. In any event, what's shot in the Rambam? We're not exactly sure. Achronim have different interpretations. They both of them are based on the fact that there are two stages in the Rambam. It starts the Rabbonah ends up in the Raisa. Either one is because as far as the Raya, the Kavachol is the Rabbonah, and the bottom line is the Raisa because of Bittul. And the Machesh makes a big deal of the two stages also. It starts over the Rabbana, it ends up with the Raisa, back to an old Tzitzchei Tshuva from months ago. We trust about any time I ask a person to write me a guest, I want it 100%. If you don't get it right, it's Bottom of the Raisa. Not because it's intrinsically Bottom of the Raisa, but the Shlichus is Bottom. I said, let's try it in the Shittas Haramba. The Chassam Sof is another wild shot Rambam. He says, really, the Gili died to the Gita. Why are you saying he doesn't want it? I, the Gili died to Lab Milfi. That's only because of Takonas Agunas, what's chosen in the first half of Hashaleah. Takonas Agunas means that it's going to be a valid get. But the moment it's not going to be valid anyway, even on the level of the Rabbanon, the Takonas Agunas no longer apply. And then we say it's like a Midaraisa, based on the Gili died to the Gita. That's his shot. I'm sorry, they all have an interesting, I'm leaving out some of the fancy shot, the notions of shot, something a few. I wanted to suggest a lumbish of shot, but I'm not sure, I have no basis for it really. But perhaps the Rambam is learning that you do what we call a maita ishut between the tivui and the tiva, this halakhically canceled again. Not so much that you had in mind to be mevatel. If you had a mind to be mevatel, then how can you say definitively in again? I don't 100% for sure. How do you know? But if you did a ma'aseh ishus, and yichud is a ma'aseh ishus, between the ksiva and the tivoi, Rambam perhaps understood, that's mamish ain't no get. Now, P.A. Lach ain't no get. Right, presumably based upon the fact that he wanted to cancel, but you don't know for sure, but it's no good. Why it's no good? Presumably because it's a chasar and a lishma. That's why before the ksiva would kill it, and before the nesina would not necessarily kill it. You do a ma'aseh ishus before the ksiva, cancels the ability of the get that he written Lishma. And so if he can't write Lishma, the husband in effect knocks out the Lishma by having this yichud before the Ksiva. And here's the husband, the Torah could have to say, Lishma, you Lishma, Lishan Gairishin, doesn't help one bit. It's halachically not Lishma. He wants to say this in the Rambam, he wants to write the get before he's even married. So if get ואיש הזו לכשה הקדשנה, הגרשנה, אז פרצה אינו לשמוע. זה תקיד על פי הלוך אינו לשמוע. לשמוע זה only a function of what's going through the brainwaves of the sofer at the time that he writes it. We also talk about the Rambam by various gizdos, and a few different situations, and a few different shatim, and what it means, what the words mean before, after. I'm leaving all that out. If you look at the Rambam, you'll remember we had to be under pressure, that's all. I can't go into it right now. Fine. Finally, in this context, we'll talk briefly about Kiddush Nal Tanai, and the civil and reform of marriages came up in this context. It started off that it came to the Altama case, a very unfortunate case of the Meister. And one of the rabbis wrote, you know what you do, but it gets the Yachas Man. He had a beer to Rambam, get the Yachas Man, and the Yichud before the Chalos again, Shachas Chodem Chodem Nisosu, a code that it became a Shaita, that it's not a problem. So that's what he suggested that we do, but it's wrong of our science. But although this man is not stupid, this man who wrote this last year was mechaber to someone who wrote a letter to the children to Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, said that maybe it should be a distinction between Tanai, a get out Tanai, where we said the Yichud killed it, or a get lachas man where the Yichud doesn't kill it. So Rabbi Avraham wrote back, I'm sorry, my dear friend, you forgot to look at Pirush Mishnayot. We're up in the parish, the get out man and the get out man are exactly the same thing. Good. That's how we got started the discussion. I brought you that piece of paper here, which suggests that we suggested another Tafal, the Kiddush Nal Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Nebuch, the guy becomes a shaita and he's not able to give a get, and he hasn't given another one until that point. We said the Kiddush should be conditional. What do you find Kiddush Nal Tanai? You have in the case where the brother is a mumar and she doesn't want to get married to this guy for fear of being stuck with an impossible chalitza situation. The get out Tanai works. So when does it work? We pointed out that the post can say, hey, okay, everything okay. In limited cases, what are the limited cases? One, he doesn't want to have children out of wedlock. For recent years, that was a terrible stigma. The gamin out of that he wanted in any way to get the marriage to be chal no matter what. Two, no man can stand that his wife is lawfully wedded wife, as we call it sometimes today, should suddenly be with some other man without a get. Well, God, I'm alive. She's my wife, and all of a sudden she's some other guy. Hey, go out of here. The man can't stand it, Mr. Hassan Tov. So therefore, to obviate that possibility, despite whatever he said originally, whatever they said, it's still going to be presumably a Bila Shem Kiddush. That's why you can't do it in a normal situation. However, in the case of which, only time we come to this conclusion is after he dies. So never see his wife not being his wife, and then no kids, that's the whole essence of the case of Yibum. That's why not, then and only then would the Ramah recommend the possibility that there should be in fact a Kiddushin Al Tanai. Just that in our case, it might be similar in the old time of situation. Maybe. In point of fact, I tell you what it is. They have a regular guest, and although Yichud is a serious problem, that's the mother who was Bundiki, apparently never the physical problem, they cannot be any beer. And therefore, that's what I think has happened. I think it's happening right now as we speak, and that's what the circumstances are, to my knowledge. Anyways, we got to talk about the idea of civil marriage and reform marriage. How did it come up? Because there was a discussion of my concept, first of all, yeah, you know, I was going to do this before the Gemara, right? I get myself to get. And the Rambam said that there was someone who said, any time you see a man and woman together, the beer, so by definition they're married. That's ridiculous. That's just BS. No, that's nothing. So when are they considered to be married? Only if they were once married before, and then they're getting together again over here, or there was some kind of kiddushin, which is possible kiddushin. Not in the Stam case. What about a civil and reform? There was something. So here, Rav Moshe says nothing. Rav Moshe says, well, there's revolt, there's three reasons why, in the case they went to the church to get married, we don't say that they're married based on the beer. One is they don't care about that most of the Israel, they only care about the priest. Two is that they don't keep neither. What kind of not culture with Jews about whom you can say and also be those, they don't care, they don't keep neither either. Three is they don't hate it. Because even though people may be seen as going in and out of the house, but according to the role we show them against their Hain only works when is a specific, particular yichud about which we can say that the Edom are watching. So here you have a Mishnah, Lali in the Pundiki, because they were once married, and we assume that they're going in again, so there's sort of remarriage in effect. Or in a case where a man's a Kaddish Bavia. I mean, we don't do it nowadays, of course, but if a guy does that, he said he tells two guys, hey, I mean, he tells his wife, we're asking Sebastian to the Bavia do the first of Yisrael, and they put two Edom and locks the door. And we say, a couple of them together as a husband and wife in an apartment house, or a private house, and going in at 11 and coming out at 8 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't mean anything. They all disagree. They're all disagree. And Rav Hankin, the corner of the Rav, also disagrees. Rav Hankin thinks that he rewrites the Rivashim and it almost in touch, I don't know how he does it, but it's not the Pashim. He's questioned for civil marriages with Manazeh. Moshe says Rav Hankin is a big tzaddik in Talmud Chacham, to try to get a get for a civil marriage. If you can't, you're allowed to cool. That's the view of most folks nowadays. You see a place called Kayama, where they specialize in getting gifts for these kind of situations. Push comes to shove, you can't do it. Most Rabbanim are making. So another matter. Yes? You have cases in the Gemara Ksuvos where they gave her a ring, it was a valid kiddushin, the fruit of the milk, but all these kinds of cases where there was some kind of kiddushin there. Right. Something happened, it wasn't some zoich. Reform, but Moshe is a strange thing. Even Rav Hankin should have given a reform of nothing. Why? Because reform, they were long on the reform rabbi, and we know it's garnish and garnish. And therefore, everyone should agree it's not marriage. And we thought, whoa, well, maybe the reform rabbi gave a ring. He didn't know how to give him a ring. And then give her a ring, a pair of possessions, please. So if there's two cluster eight in there, it's a problem. If someone came to be over the weekend, said he's invited to a wedding, a conservative, what should he do? I told them, when it comes fine, turn your back. Don't look. Because, they may have made it, if it doesn't last, and they'll say, hey, this guy was there, he was an ace. Turn your back.
No.
Just turn your back, I told them. Look the other way. Big deal. Look the other way. So this way, we can say that there's no chazaka to the right, and therefore there's no lack of ace. That's what we spoke about. They have all kinds of things. You can't be sure what they have. You can't be certain they're doing the right thing. They could have a double ring. But Rav Moshe, if they really mean double ring, it's garnished.
Yeah, but they may not need double ring.
I don't know what they mean. But if you don't know, you don't look. So you're not an ace. So you don't have zucker, no presumption. They did it right. But you have a lost time travel. The presumption, they did it right. Not a refusal, but the presumption did it right. But if I have not lost that, you have no presumption.
Why does Rav Moshe say that the effect will be better?
Because by a civil marriage, the guy knows it's just the piece of zero. Therefore, he has a mind to the Kaddish Bavia. So by the reform, the guy that reformed you, he thinks the rabbi married already. What kind of Kaddish Bavia? Or is there any marriage? It's not in Hollywood, it's just a marriage every minute. All right? Okay. Are we okay here? Hey, tell me, all right? Yeah? I'm sorry, Adi. But you're blocked, you're by definition looking away.
No, it's not going to
be. Right, that's right. Any questions? And now we'll spend a few minutes on Mokom, I guess. A few minutes, I'm going to have every spot, every city in America and in the world. We just did it last week, I'm not going to go into that anymore. There's a few of the columns, a couple of columns. First question we have to talk about, is there a need to write the city, the place of the husband in the get. Is there a need or not? Here we have a very big dispute. If you have a get with no makom, according to the Shulchan Gibor of the Bottom in our Torah, according to the Ravid, according to the Ran and the Gershon, it's Bottom in the Rabbana, and according to the Rosh, it's Kosher. Nothing. There don't have any place in it whatsoever. It has a husband, no place. No place. Dying and shivin, that's all. No. Right. So the Torah shows, it's right here. If you open to the Ran, it's right here. It's right here. The writer. The Shulchan Gibor, what's the Riyadh? The very top of page in Membeis. He says, a low cost of Shemira of Shemira, or the get bottle of Minatara. Whee! Yeah. The Rosh, the Parish Kosher. And the if it's wicked, it's a writer, perhaps the writer back on page is dying, perhaps that's not a good thought. The writer is around the commission of the front of the church, and cook up at the end. Go to the Rabbanan. Why not to the Rabbanan? Again, the old story they are the Ben Shimon in the whole world, they're going to come and give the get to the wrong person. That's presumably the reason for the Shilta Givarim also. You don't identify where it says, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. And maybe you also consider that it's not even a name. For Moshe Zalta, he's only referring to the case where they all mention the Shema Av. The Shema Av, and there is no identification. But the Gul Shver assumed that way. But the process is that the Shilta Givarim said it is a bad job. We don't accept it at all. I'm sorry. But no father's name, that's a very secret question. So they only said it when he didn't mention the father's name. Chaim divorcing Rachel, that's very ridiculous. That doesn't prove anything. But Chaim and Shimon and Rachel and Yaakov proves enough. That's really good midrash, according to the Shulte, it says, with cleanser of Moshe. Others say, well, the Shulte himself says it's good in some cases. What does he say? If you write in the guess where the husband and wife are standing, good enough. Presumably, he's understanding that we have this assumption that where he's standing is where he's living, or where he's standing is enough identification for where he's living. That's a very shver of all. The Torah's Gittin said this also on his own, but the Pitzker Shiva said, what are you going to do in the case that a man comes from Chicago to get in New York? And he says, oh, when I open New York, and the guest should be plucked like a Sheeny Mokra about. It's been a mother show. I got to work with good, not the bad. Yes, Tom? That's another thing. He's a Shulta Givorim, says, in his Lashon is as follows. He says, in Hayo Isha Isha Me'olto Ha'ir Shenichtelo Aget, and Tzvita Litzlo Flonin Dibu Imach Aplonin. So if I come to Shem Ha'ir Shenichtelo Aget, Ustam Adava Shme'olto Ha'ir Ha'im. In Hayo Yer Acheret, you have to write down the, you know, Shem Yiro. So many gittins that are written in the city where he lives. It's very nice to accept it and to be Machshavot gittin. But you're going to possible a good chunk of gittin where he does not live in that city. It's a double edged sword. It's a very difficult. So they get Pasha wanted a Dre. But as long as he's in his, those, his city, good enough. If somebody gives us sent to a Shlif, well, this is great. Shver Reis. The passion we don't accept it, we assume that's good. We go into Rosh, that's all. Why? Why don't we write the name? We're taking a chance of a shadow, a serious shadow, right? There we're afraid of another shadow. Mokom Dira, Sena Maruba Vyodeng. We're afraid to goof it up by the wrong Mokom Dira, which is certainly possible. That was certainly possible. That's Sheena. Sheena Shemor, Shemira Vishina, and before Shemishna, that would be no good. But instead of taking a chance on that, we just leave it out. But Mokom Ha'omeid, Mokom Ha'omeid, first of all, you can't goof it really. You know where you are, I hope. You know where you are. And second of all, if you did goof it, Torah says it wouldn't be a problem. What person you saw, the major you saw the person. And if you don't need, if you goof it, it's not about over again. Tosus Klal. What's included in that category? Tosus says, the shame Mokom Ha'omeid, the husband is. The husband is standing and the wife is standing. The same name of the place where he was born, which is also completely irrelevant. Not heard of it. That's it. That's it. What about the Shem HaMokom HaZira? That's the Furish. That it does possible. I have a person who is supposed to say that you don't need it, the Rosh. And some people might like to turn to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, you don't need a Mokom HaZira. And according to the Rosh, you do need a Mokom HaZira. That's the Marichal and then the Marashah. But maybe I have my name backwards. But according to the Marashah, the preferred shot, which we thought, no Machlok is first in the Rosh. Tosfos says that the Mokom Dira possible. Do you know why? Because the Chatchila you need it. This is the rule. Whatever you need, the Chatchila, the Dira, the Gemara, is considered significant. It's part of HaKadosh Chazal. If you goof it up, you get a wrong one, it's possible. Whatever you don't even need, the Chatchila. Down to Akbar Shaynik. So he wrote down, I don't know, some irrelevancy. It took place in on a sunny day or a cloudy day or, you know, in that's an irrelevancy. You lie, it doesn't make a difference. This seems to be the other sheet. That's the preferred sheet. I repeat, whatever you need the chatchila, you goof it up, possible. But only if you need the chatchila, if you goof it up, was not possible. That seems to be the sheet of person for our rush. And I'm going to leave out the Mokom HaZira, you put in the Mokom HaMida, if he's there or if she's there. And that's all. That's our minute. What about the place in which the Edom are standing, or the Sefer are standing, the in the first Mishnah again. You shouldn't goof it up. Mishnah and Naira. The Gemara says, Hini and Shili, you shouldn't goof up the place. So what's a little bit unclear is this place only the place of the Aden? Or is it the Sulfur soup? Simply, the Gemara is the Sulfur. Right? But the Rosh does, who cares what the Sulfur is? It all depends upon the Aden. The quote of the Rosh in a fancy calligraphized Ketubah, which is written in Manhattan, and they're getting married in New Jersey, and the Sulfur, Sulfenet, writes down T-neck. You know, it's being written in New York City. So what? So the sulfur is completely irrelevant. And the silver, the boots, who cares about the silver? Not a guess. However, there are folks who will argue on the rush and say that even the sulfur place is significant. And yes, believe it or not, some will say even by a silver. Even by a silver. That's the rush again, a shilta gibor. They write the place of the silver in a faraway place. The kosher, the real, the Katini and Shili. You buy it as a chazan and write the ksubas in the faraway place. I mean, the old calligraphers. They're the person. You can't do it. The chazkir, the koran, the shita, the shilta, gibor. No one in the world passes this way to my knowledge. I mean, I can't be sure. Maybe I have to explain the rabbanim. But there are many rabbanim who will not fill out the ksuba until they get to the place of the wedding. And they make mistakes, and it's tumble, and takes time. And they're chosh for the shita. Shilta, gibor. We do it for everything except for the place. You can fill everything, the name, his name and her name, that doesn't change. Put everything in there. But it happens to, the Ksubah says, no. Minister Monokan, that's right, Brooklyn, whatever it is, you should put in Brooklyn. Well, that's it. Or if it's calligraphed with $10,000 and $1,000 of fancy Ksubah, you can't wait to put in Brooklyn at the end. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. So, I don't know, you need the proof of Brooklyn out, so I don't know what. Possibly not pressure to shilta gibor at all. That's the pasha. Okay. What if you goof up this thing? You goofed up the makom amidas ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-Aden. You wrote the wrong place. You wrote Spring Valley. You wrote months instead of Spring Valley. Atrium. There's too much mock into the end. Wrong place. But you only have a silver where, of course, by the place where the Aden was. So there would be a guest. You write a guest. If I sit with you, write a guest in the atrium. No. Yes. Oh, wow. So they'll charge it a little cheaper. So there's no food. And you wrote down Muncie instead of Spring Valley, and it's wrong. What would it then be? The Shulchan Aruch talks about this case. It says, Potol, the Nisei's below Tesei. So do me the Psul de Rabbana, and the Psul de Rabbana, the Rambam holds, so the Nisei's below Tesei. There are differing views in this matter. The Rach said in Pasuk of Meir, no good midoraisa, mamish, emitis teisei, it's a disaster, mamzeir, it's the whole world. But she died, a Rach. The Ramah says, it's possible the Rabbanon, and emitis teisei, he asked the Ramah, mamish is also the Rabbanon, emitis lo teisei. He says, no, emitis teisei. The Ramah. What about the Kuf Kavchet. The Navy is also maintained to get his Lamish kosher. I think Gemara talks about it being no good. That's because what the Gemara is referring to. They thought the Gemara is referring to a sheeting in the Malchus. The Malchus, Shana got the Halakat, the millennium. The account from 2,000 years ago, maybe 2,004 years ago, maybe 5,750 years ago. So the question of what Malchus you count to, etc., that's where the pill pulls the Gemara back and forth on the base. But when it comes to a mistake in the Aden, maybe it's really even a Chatzchila. How the Chatzchila is a Chatzchila, that's a question. Because the Rosh said that there were those who bring a Raya to the Rach. No good even with the Eben Mamish and the fact that Rav Rabbuna were Nizer. They respond back and say, what is a Nizer? Everybody's a Nizer with Chavchila. This doesn't prove that the Rach is right. So what do these people think? These Raya bringers. Maybe they're of the opinion that, no, according to those who argue on the Rach, the Gesh Reb Mamish good with Chavchila. How good is good? Good with Chavchila means that you didn't give it the Chavchila in the first place. Good with Chavchila means after it was given, then done already, after the pack of food. That's what we spoke about, that particular detail. fine. After we say this, we try to get parshas that most of what we thought of on our own in this context. Good. I spent just a few minutes talking about the Malkam Aget as we write. We have one shayla. He writes the Malkam Aget B'Lashon Torah or B'Lashon B'nei Adam. When after me, it's Tochak Kum, then it's Kum of the city. The pashas, again, so the children assume that it's out of the Kum of the city, the B'Lashon B'nei Adam, not to be in the city. And Lashon Torah, that's literally within the Kum. It's out of the city of Lashon B'nei Adam, within the Kum of Lashon HaTorah. One pashas will not come in. Okay. Person is not in the city, he's outside of the Hebrew Shalir, the 70 ounces, within the Kum 2,000 ounces. So is that considered in the city or not? Not for me to get it right. The name of the city, if you're standing there. Naskamina, still, if there's a river going there, it's considered Yatra on that river. It's Naskamina. So what is it back then? So we saw the Tzibkhetshuva quote, you saw yourself a long series of riots that outside of the Hebrew Shalir, within the Tchum, is considered to be somehow part of the city. Part of the city. It's referred to in the Gemara and the Sefer Nedarim. If you're going to not have enough in the city, you may have enough beyond the Hebrew and within the Tchum. It's not part of the city. The Shuvah says, that's Lashon B'nei Adam. Lashon B'nei Adam is not part of the city. Can I take it back? Lashon is not part of the city. Lashon Torah, it is part of the city. That's what the Shuvah says. So what does it get depend upon? I said it back up before. Sorry. But that is that, right? Now the point is, you write to get Lashon B'nei Adam, so that you would call this area beyond the Hebrew within the Tchum, we say it's not part of the city. You write Lashon Torah, it is part of the city, or rivers. So Lashon Torah within the Akron, it's part of the city, within the Tchum. Lashon B'nei Adam, it's not part of the city. Then we saw the Chazanish said, again, in the Dawn of the Vav, it's not so clear that this is true. Lashon B'nei Adam, it's maybe Lashon Torah in there also, but that's that's one option. Now the map is Spring Valley, or Musi. You read out the word Masa. Masa means a city. But Lashon Torah, Lashon Torah, smaller city than city. You're asking one area. Lashon B'nei Adam, you don't say I live in the city of Musi, a city of Spring Valley, a city of, who knows, you live in tiny little earthworks, little towns, little farms. Everywhere, everything's a city. So, in Lashon B'nei Adam, it's not a city. Again, presumably we just most possibly write Lashon Torah. And another question is the concept of writing Be'eros. We don't write Be'eros. One of the reasons we don't write Be'eros is because it's considered to be a Maya. And once again, I'm talking part of it again, it's considered to be a Maya in the Lashon Torah, but I wouldn't be considered a Maya in the Lashon B'nei Adam. Again, if you leave it out again, follow Lashon Torah. So these seem to be saying, because instead we seem to follow Lashon Torah, when we write Git, yeah, it's a Torah document. That's not right in your own vernacular, your own colloquialism. Lashon Torah seems to be the stock of these three cases called the Rosh Chodesh. Lashon Torah is even outside of New York. And then the Chodesh is considered part of it. We're doing that. Right, that's it. And I was wondering about Ksumas, maybe Ksumas is not so much Lashon Torah. Ksumas is just a financial document. Maybe, I don't know. Don't know for sure. We talk about Shem Shinishtaka. It's a particular name that I'm sort of forgotten. What kind of status does it have? We made a quip last day about Chicago. The old pronunciation. It's quoted in the Chumash. If you live in Chicago, we knew about Brek, which pertains to Brisk, or Kralin, which pertains to Karlin. There's an interesting Kiddush in the postgame that it was given being written continuously, year after year, and it wasn't writing Brek. It's not considered to be the Shtaka. So they write in Brisk, they write down Brek, they don't write down Brisk, even though everyone calls it Brisk. It was never the Shtaka on that particular point. Was the second issue, which the Christian was very troubled by, what if you send a guest from Brisk to New York? No, New York, never heard of it. We know, we only know Brisk. Well, it's not the same, but it's not a Shaka in Brisk itself, it's still called Brisk. And they're writing it continually. But that's sending it continually from Brisk to New York. The people in New York only know what it's Brisk. They don't know what it's Brisk. So that might be a serious challenge. Shemoko Maksiva, Shemoko Manasina, Shemoko Manasina is really determining Malcolm took the right with respect to names of people, names of cities. So he says, well, nowadays we don't know where it's going to be given. They used to write down, give it to our wife and shliach in the particular place, Nashal. Now we write down the law for Chomoko Shatim Sa'ana, so therefore we're afraid to write down a particular place, and therefore we follow the Malcolm Maxima and hope for the best. That's what he says. We don't have, I don't know how many people like this nowadays. We probably still do. We should follow the Malcolm Maxima, right? If we wish to follow the Malcolm Maxima, we don't know what the Malcolm Maxima is going to be. In the old days, we know for a fact where the Malcolm Maxima is going to be, so we have the right to do that, to prefer the Malcolm Maxima. But now we don't know where it's going to be, so it's better to write the Malcolm Maxima, which you know for a fact what it is, and hope for the best. Especially now that you no longer write the Malcolm Maxima, you only write the Malcolm Amida of the Eden, which even if you goof it up, would not be about the Midoraita, or the initials of Tete, but the stakes are somewhat lower than they used to be. Somewhat lower than they used to be. Now, just mention the rivers. You have to ride a river. The Shabbat is now to ride a river. The Gross of Limi, the first Shigamon of Chav Zion, Nahar Rach, Rachit, Shviri, a whole story there. Might have to mean if you do it, don't. And the Gemara comes out and says, sorry, did it. There was no takana to do with the Chachila. Whereas the Gra says something, not sure what he says, the Chachila, you have to have it, or the minute to have it. But if you take him seriously, then it was possible the name, the name of the river might possibly get it wrong, because, as we said before, the takana of Chazal and Chachila is not given to the end. That's the question. Then, end with this, there is a question if you have a nahar in town, and there are also other sources of water. Mayanos, things of this nature, do you write the Mayanos, or don't you write the Mayanos? The Masudei is not called Mordechai. The Mechaber says no, the Ramah says yes. In the Marik, which is one of the main sources, he says it depends upon if you write the secondary source, which is totally secondary, might be marked to the evidence. It's not considered to be significant. What's that, a mir to mir to miyuta? Less than 1 in 10, we got some discussion, less than 1 in 10 considered mir shana masrik, might be a problem. The minute today, if you write down the sources, even if they're small amounts, and we pointed out today, as Rav Moshe already wrote in this tshuva, today, what kind of source? All the water comes from the outside. So we should really write, Rav Moshe says in theory, write down how it comes from outside. Only one city in the world where the writer comes from outside. What is that? Nebra. And I asked the Rabbi Shapiro and Marvin to get me a hold of the Parash of the Mayan. He looked all over the world, couldn't find it. Say, Parash of the Mayan, one for Nebra, it's somewhat different. They probably say every city is solid. They don't think it's going to be different. But no one listens to them except, that's how they do it. So, that's their custom. We spent a lot of time on New York and then the Bronx and Chicago. All the cities are just going to skip over now, if I remember it from last week, and we'll talk about it in the Bechina. So now listen, the Bechina will take place starting, well, let's, can we have a Mincha? Should we do that? You need to be permission to Mincha? Okay. Where should we have a Mincha? Here? We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. Do I deserve it around? Yes. Yes, we deserve it. Oh, yes, we'll have a Mincha here. Welcome up to Malcolm Halimah.